welcome back to season 4 of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Patrick Spillman, and things are going to look a little bit different this year. I do not have a co-host due to the fact of COVID, and as you guys remember from season 3, Trent Mass did step away, your former host of the Beaver Dam. So it's just going to be me for right now until things hopefully calm down or until I'm able to work things out to make things safe to be able to have a co-host. You're just going to have to deal with me being your only voice here on the Beaver Dam this year. Also, another thing that's going to look a little bit different is the fact that we do not have any Bluffton University sports right now. The NCAA did decide to cancel men's and women's soccer and football towards the end of the summer. It was probably early August that was canceled. And then on August 26th, they decided to cancel cross country and golf and move all of those seasons to the spring. So that means that this fall, it's going to be very quiet. But when springtime hits, you are going to be having a lot of sports. And the fact that you're going to have men's and women's soccer, football, baseball, softball, track and field. Also, at the beginning, you're also going to be having men's and women's basketball finishing up. Also, volleyball was moved to the spring, and they was canceled at the same time as men's and women's soccer and football. And so you'll also be having them in the spring. So you're going to be hearing a lot about Bluffton Beaver sports in the spring. And as of right now, men's and women's basketball will not be allowed to start until at least January 1st. And if so, it is more than likely going to be a conference-only season. For all those sports that were moved to the spring, those are also only going to be conference-only. Things have been pretty crazy, but I will give Bluffton University a lot of credit in the fact that they have handled things really well. They've kept all of the students up to date, and we know exactly what is going on, which, talking with some of my other friends from other NCAA institutions, and they feel like they have not been communicated very well about everything that's going on, about the plans of their schools. So hearing this from their teams has been, and from their schools has been extremely, like hearing it from the university has been extremely nice, and it gives me hope that I might still have a chance at my senior season. You know, COVID has been taking the United States and the entire world by storm, and it has caused so many people to miss so many different things. And just by the fact that they're trying to give us a chance at having a season is just fantastic, and it gives me hope that I have a chance to actually get to enjoy my senior year a little bit and get to just have a good time and get to really makes me understand how much I love my sport and how much I just want a chance to be able to play my senior year. But because we do not have sports this year, here's what's going to kind of look like right now on the Beaver Dam every single week. My plan is just to kind of give you guys updates on everything that is going on, everything that we're hearing, not only from the NCAA, but also the Heartland Conference and also Bluffton University as well. We're hearing so many different things, and things change every single day. So from my perspective on the men's soccer team, as of right now, the season is in the spring, playing a conference season only, with the hopes that as long as COVID is not too bad and as long as teams stay COVID-free, we will get to have the season and have a chance to compete for a conference championship if we qualify for the tournament. Obviously, that is subject to change at any time. We do have to get COVID tested at least one time a week in order to be able to stay eligible to be able to play. So if we get COVID tested on Monday, that COVID test will, the results will hold until that next Monday when we will have to get COVID tested again. But one nice thing that Bluffton University has had is that they are giving these fall sports that had their seasons canceled a chance to compete in the fall, as long as we can find competitors that are also going through the same type of protocols that we are. They have done a really good job. The second we got back to campus, we all got COVID tested. So right away, they knew every single athlete, whether or not they were positive or negative. I feel like that was very smart of the university, and the fact that they were able to right away know what people needed to be in quarantine and what people are free to be able to start conditioning workouts. We are not allowed to start anything within our actual sport. So for soccer, we cannot touch a soccer ball due to NCAA rule until September 7th with our coach. So hopefully that will be coming soon. We should have our last week of conditioning this week, and then we can start in groups of 10 or less at first for the first 2 weeks. After that, as long as people aren't showing symptoms, we can move up to having the whole team there at practice, but still no contact. And for those first 2 weeks, it's no contact as well. You're going to have 2 weeks of that with no contact with the full team. And then on that fifth week, as long as there's still no symptoms, we're going to get COVID tested again before we're allowed to have contact. And on that fifth week, we can have contact. And then once you hit that sixth and seventh week, as long as we are able to find schools that are also going through the same protocols, they're going to give us a chance to actually compete and play in some games. Right now, they are not allowing any type of fans at Bluffton University sporting events due to the fact that they are trying to minimize the risk of people being there at the games. I know for my parents' perspective, it's going to kill them to not have a chance to be able to be there for my senior year, but they just are hoping that they at least get to have some type of live stream. And for everyone listening, you know, the alumni, the parents, the students, just fans of Bluffton University sports, it would mean a lot to all these athletes if you're still able to come in and watch us, even if it's just on the live stream and not in person. But Bluffton University has also said that they are the no spectators at events is subject to change. If things get better, if they're able to find some type of cure or antibiotic for the COVID-19, they are subject to change that rule to where they could have sports and spectators in the spring, and which would be just absolutely amazing. I know here on the WIT and the Beaver Dam, we're going to give you guys all the updates that we possibly can just to make sure that you guys are still able to hear about the updates of all the sporting events that do happen. So you can hear stats, you can hopefully hear from players. I'm going to try and find a way to get some interviews from players, or at least some quotes that I can quote them here on the Beaver Dam, so you guys can hear from the players. Also look out for articles that I might write or someone else on the Whit Marsom staff to actually write about different sporting events or different athletes going on. You can check all of those articles out at bluftonwit.com and feel free to go on there and just read all the stories. It's great to hear what we have to write, and we're writing a lot about not only COVID stuff, but we're trying to talk about other stuff as well, which I think is important because right now we're here so much about just COVID all the time. And so being able to hear some news and just different, and being able to read like different stories that do not have to do with COVID would be sometimes a breath of relief. And that's what I'm trying to do here at the Beaver Dam, though I am talking to you guys about the protocols that we are having to go through. I just want you guys to be able to know and hear about everything that is going on within here at the Whit Marsom, but also within athletics, within the Heartland Conference, and within the NCAA. You know, sometimes all this stuff can run together, and it can be very confusing, and it can be confusing for us athletes as well. But I think it's important for you guys to be able to hear from us about everything that is going on and ways that for you guys to be able to hear what we're hearing, because a lot of times you guys are hearing it from second, third person versus here I'm talking to you guys as a student athlete, as a senior here at Bluffton University on the men's soccer team about everything that we're hearing. And I'm trying to then give you guys all that information so you guys can hear and know everything that is going on. It's a crazy time here at Bluffton University. It's a crazy time here just all together, especially as college. It just, everything feels different, but I will give credit to Bluffton University and the fact that they have done everything so well to give us a chance at being able to be here back on campus and actually giving me and every other senior here on campus a chance to be with our friends within social distancing, of course, to actually have our senior year, because the last 3 years have been amazing, but everyone always looks forward to that senior year, and being stuck online or not being able to actually be on campus with our friends would just be absolutely devastating. So giving us a chance to be on campus, I have to give all credit to Bluffton University and the way that they have done that. Also want to give a shout out to Phil Talavinia and Kim, the athletic trainer. They have both done an amazing job at finding ways to be able to communicate with Jane Wood and find a way to be able to have sports this year. Jane Wood, our president, has done a great job, and she wants sports in the fall. She wants sports in the winter, and she wants sports in the spring. She understands that sports are something that brings everyone together, and so giving everyone a chance to actually have sports, and it's a way to bring spectators together, athletes together, all together. She wants that, and she wants that sense of community, which is one of our enduring values here at Bluffton University. She wants that within sports, and she understands how important sports is, not only to athletes, but everyone else as well. But that is all I have for sports. I do want to talk about, we do have a brand new app where you can go on and listen live, and you can also chat with me as I'm here live. I'm going to be checking that as well, and on the next episodes, I'm going to try and answer some of your guys' questions. So if you go ahead, download the Radio FX app, you search Bluffton University, you can click on us. You can make us the primary station for you, and what you can do is you can chat. Go ahead and tag me at Patrick Spillman, and go ahead, and I'm going to try and answer any type of questions you guys might have about any type of rules, anything we're hearing, or if you just want to hear about, you know, the things I did this summer and all of that. I'm here to answer any type of question, so go on there, be active with us. We want to answer your questions. We want to interact with you guys, and we want to know what you guys want to know. Also, if you have any ideas that you want me to talk about, any ideas that you might have for the show, please go and talk to me about it, because I want to make this show as great for you guys as possible. I know it's weird with just hearing my voice and not having another voice, and I'm working on that, and I'm going to try and find a way to bring in someone else to be able to talk with me, so that way you're not just hearing me talk straight for however many minutes I decide the show's going to be this week. So please, please, please go on the Radio FX app, add us as your primary station, and chat with me. Put in your actual name so I actually know who I'm talking to, so that way when I answer your question, I can say your name so you know I'm specifically talking to you. We really want you guys to interact with us. We want you guys to have a presence, and we want to have a presence on not only this campus, but for any type of alumni, faculty, staff, student, parents, however it is, we want you guys to interact with us. We want to be able to answer your questions. So please, please, please download the Radio FX app, search Bluffton University, 96.1 The Wit, and please, please, please just talk to me, say hello, answer, have questions, have me answer any type of question you might have. We're here for you guys, and we want you to use that as much as possible, because we know things are crazy, and any way we can make your experience better, that is our job here at The Wit. Other than that, this is going to wrap up this episode of The Beaver Dam. I thank you for listening. I encourage you to come back and listen to me every Sunday at 7 p.m. You can check out previous seasons of The Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit, or you can also search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluftonwit.com, and please subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, and I thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beavs.